Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
Well, if you got your Bible, we have a revival of the Bible at Church on the Rock. If you got your Bible, I want you to hold it up and let's make this confession of faith together tonight. Say it out loud with me now. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Tonight, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I'll not leave the same as I came, in Jesus' name. And every time I come to Church on the Rock, my life and my faith get stronger and stronger. Amen. Can you give the Lord a shout right there where you're at? Amen. Well, take your Bible with me tonight. Let's get right into the Word, the teaching. Again, thank you for joining us here at Church on the Rock Wednesday night online. And thank you for all of our small group leaders and our watch party leaders and parents that you gathered your family around the Word of God tonight. Again, at Church on the Rock, we're having a revival of the Bible. We got a love for God's Word like never before. And tonight, I want you to remove all distractions I'm sure you have by now. I want you to have some guidelines and give God your undivided attention for the next 27 minutes. I believe I have a word from God. I believe it's relevant. I believe it's right now. I believe it will help you and it will help me. Amen. If you need prayer, there are people standing by. They can pray with you. If you want to talk to somebody in the chat room, people are standing by. Maybe you want to start a small group. Maybe you're in Alaska tonight, or you're in Florida tonight, or you're in California, New York, wherever you might be, and you say, wow, I want to be a part of Church on the Rock. I want to start a small group. I want to serve God by serving my community and serve Church on the Rock. You know what? We can show you how to start a small group. We have information. Ask someone there in the chat room, and they'll let you know the next step on that. If you want to be a member of our church, a part of our spiritual family here at Church on the Rock, St. Louis, then you go through Growth Track. You can do that on demand. It's kind of a track to put us on the right road to grow and to understand the values, the vision, the philosophy of this local church. And so we can help you take the next step, whatever that might be, okay? All right, let's get into the Word tonight. I want to talk to you tonight about faith does the hard thing. Faith does the hard thing. Can you say that with me? Faith does the hard thing. It's important right now, whatever you're going through, to stay in faith. That no matter the obstacle, the adversity, the trouble, the pressure, by the way, you know, you become a diamond through pressure, right? You became a pearl through pressure. So whatever you're going through tonight, whatever the pressure or the obstacle, the problem might be, no matter what you're going through, keep the decision to stay in faith and hold your course. And I want to show you the reward of that tonight, okay? So I'm going to go over here to the board. We're going to get right into the Word of God tonight. Faith does the hard thing. John 16:33. And Jesus said, I've told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. I like that, perfect peace and confidence. You know, for our faith to be in the flow, you hear of athletes, they got to get into the flow. You hear of top performers and high achievers once they get in the flow. Well, for our faith to be in the flow, we've got to have peace and confidence. And Jesus said that in him, you can have perfect peace and confidence. In the world, you will have tribulation. You will have tribulation, trials, distress, and frustration. So notice, Jesus said, expect adversity. Can you say that with me? Expect adversity. Expect adversity. But he said, be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Take courage. So this should be faith's response. Faith does the hard thing. When you don't feel like rejoicing, faith rejoices. When you don't feel like keeping on, faith keeps going on. So be of good cheer, take courage, be confident, be certain, undaunted, for I have overcome the world. I've deprived it of its power to harm you, and I've conquered it for you. So let's extract. Jesus said, you will have adversity. He said, so expect adversity. And then he lets us know that you and I need to prepare for adversity and learn how to rejoice and count it all joy when we fall into different kinds of trials. So we need to expect adversity. We need to prepare for adversity. So then when adversity comes, we overcome. When it comes, we overcome. Next verse we have there, guys, if we could. Psalm 34:19. Two translations. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. So you and I need to expect adversity. Faith does the hard thing when facing adversity. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Out of them all. Don't listen to the enemy tonight that tells you it's always going to be this way. It is not always going to be this way. Whatever you're in, God's going to bring you out if you do the hard thing. If you respond like faith should respond. A Passion Translation, same verse. Same verse. Even when bad things happen to good and godly people. So the word says bad things will happen to us because we live in a bad world, a broken world, a cursed world. So again, the premise is that I'm showing you tonight how to do the hard thing with your faith and face adversity, respond biblically, and watch God take you through the storm on the other side victoriously. Even when bad things happen to good people, so bad things will happen to good people, the Lord will save them and not let them be defeated by what they face. You need to make the confession tonight that whatever you're facing will not beat you, but you will beat it. I was talking to someone the other day, and we were talking about COVID, and I said, don't let COVID beat you in this. Don't want to look back. Don't want to remember. We don't want to look back and say, wow, I was doing fine till COVID hit, and COVID defeated me. Don't let that be. Notice that God said bad things will happen because we live in a world that's broken and cursed. But God will not allow what you're facing tonight to stop you, to defeat you, but God will give you the victory and help you come through on the other side victoriously. So that's what we're talking about tonight. That's our thesis tonight, that faith does the hard thing. Well, when you feel like giving up, faith doesn't. When you feel like giving in, faith won't. When you feel like taking the easy route, faith does the hard thing. So let's look at this tonight. Next, guys, next page. Number one, if you're taking notes, I want you to walk away from tonight's service teaching homily with this. Expect adversity. Jesus said it would come. Jesus said bad things would happen to good people. But if you and I stay in faith, God will take the bad, the storm, and turn it around for our success. God will take the storm and use it to prepare us for greater success. The greater the storm, the greater the success. The greater adversity, the greater anointing. The greater adversity, the greater anointing. The greater the storm, the greater the success. So expect adversity. Number two, prepare for adversity. Prepare for adversity. Don't wait till it's too late. Don't wait till it's too late. Every day should be a day of preparation. Number three, develop faith and mental toughness. Develop faith and mental toughness. We need to. Robert Schuller wrote a book years ago, When Tough Times Come. When it gets tough, tough people never quit, basically. So develop faith and develop a mental toughness. Now, mental toughness is not physical toughness. Mental toughness is not physical toughness. Mental toughness is different. And where you and I have been attacked the most in the last year is in our mind, in our emotions, in our mind, in our thought life. So notice the war of the mind. We need not to lose our mind. I talked about that a few weeks ago on a weekend, that in this world that's gone crazy, you know, don't lose your mind. Mental toughness is defined as not being distracted, overwhelmed, rattled, or shaken, no matter what happens. Mental toughness is not physical, it's mental, it's in your mind, it's your emotions, it's your feelings. Not being distracted, adversity is going to come. Not being distracted, Jesus said, in the world you'll have tribulation, but respond, even though it's tough, respond with joy and cheer and courage. Not being distracted, overwhelmed, rattled, or shaken, no matter what happens. In other words, no matter what we're facing tonight, we're not letting it rattle us, shake us up, get us to quit, be overwhelmed, and give up. Next page, guys. Acts 27. So what I want to do now is I want to give you a story from the Bible. Instead of a natural story from my life, I'm going to give you a biblical story from the Bible, Acts 27. We won't have time to go verse by verse tonight, but let me give you the reference. It's Acts 27 and Acts 28. It's all about the Apostle Paul, and the Apostle Paul has a destiny. Did you know you have a destiny tonight? The Apostle Paul has been given an assignment from God. Did you know that you have an assignment from God tonight? He had been given an assignment, a will, a plan, a destiny, a direction. And that was to go to Rome and preach to Caesar. To go to Rome and stand before Caesar. That was God's will, plan, destiny for his life. And so let's follow it. Acts 27, Acts 28. This is the story of when he gets shipwrecked on the way while he's pursuing God's plan, God's will, God's destiny for his life. So I'm just going to kind of glance over it, and then I'm going to give you some action points, but let's look at it. Acts 27, verse 1. And Acts 27, verse 1, guys, back to verse 1. You skipped too quick. And it was determined that we should sail to Italy. They delivered Paul and certain other prisoners unto one named Julius, a centurion of Augustus' band. So Paul and others are prisoners on their way to Italy, on their way to Rome, and Paul wants to stand before Caesar. Next verse now, guys, verse 2. And entering into a ship, they launched out, sailed by the coast of Asia, Macedonia by Thessalonica, being with us. Now, when much time was spent, now they're out sailing, much time had been spent when the sailing was now dangerous. Did you know following God and fulfilling God's destiny for your life is dangerous? It's dangerous, all right? Sometimes we think when things get hard, we're out of the will of God. Things will be hard fulfilling the will of God for your life. I want to reframe that. It will be hard. You will face giants. You will have shipwrecks. You will have attacks and adversity. So expect adversity. Prepare for adversity. And when it comes, you will overcome it. That through the storm, you'll come out greater success. So and now much time was spent. The sailing was now dangerous because the fast was now already spent. Past, Paul admonished them. They've been fasting for 14 days. They're in the ocean. They're in the sea. They're in the storm. They're tossed to and fro, and they've been fasting for 14 days. All right? Verse 22. Now, I'm jumping ahead. Like I said, when you get time, read the whole story, Acts 27, Acts 28. Now, I exhort you, be of good cheer. This is Paul standing up in the midst of the storm. Because he's got a word from God. His word from God is he's going to Rome, Italy, and he's going to proclaim the gospel to Caesar. You and I have been given a word from God. Hang on to that word. Faith does the hard thing, hangs on to that word from God, even when it looks dangerous, even when you're in a storm, even when you've been shipwrecked. Faith does the hard thing. So, and now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall not be no loss of any man's life among you, but we will lose the ship. No one on board will die, but we're going to lose the ship. For there stood by me this night an angel of God. Isn't that interesting? In the storm, God had an angel there to help Paul. Wow, we're never alone, are we? We have that guardian angel that we've been assigned to us at our birth that goes all the way through our life. That guardian angel, thank God for ministering angels. That's another sermon. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, fear not, Paul. Thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God has given thee all them that will sail with thee. He has a word from God. Faith can do the hard things when faith is based on a word from God. Not from your mother or your father or your aunt or your uncle or your grandparents or the priest or the pastor or your best friend. But when you have a personal word from God for your life, then your faith, standing on that word, can do the hard things. It can expect adversity, prepare for adversity, and when it comes, overcome adversity. Next verse. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God. Ooh, isn't that the answer tonight? Whatever you and I are facing, isn't that the answer? I believe God. I believe God. I believe God that it shall be even as it was told to me. Verse 43. The centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose and commanded they which should swim should cast themselves first into the sea and then get to the land. Now, well, I want you to see something. So what happens is, we're not going into detail of the whole story, but now the ship has been wrecked, okay? And what do? Well, when you have a shipwreck, what do? Faith does the hard thing. How does faith respond when pursuing God's will for its life, for your life, and we come against hardship, adversity, we come, so to speak, a shipwreck? What does faith do? Faith swims to the shore. Faith swims to the shore. Faith doesn't give up. Faith doesn't pout. Faith doesn't blame God. Faith doesn't say, God, I'm fulfilling your will. Why is the ship being lost? Why am I in the ocean? Why have I gone hungry for 14 days? Why am I losing my luggage, all my clothes, all my money, and even my passport? I'm losing everything, God, in pursuit of following your plan for my life. How does faith respond in a storm? Faith does the hard thing. What does faith do? Faith swims. Faith swims. All right. So following along with the story, they cast themselves into the sea. They get to the land and some rest, some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass. They all escaped safe to the land. So imagine the ship has been destroyed. They're hanging on to all kinds of pieces of the ship. They're swimming to the shore of this island. And when they were escaped, they knew that the island was called Malta. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness. What happens now? Okay, so Paul is on his way to fulfilling God's destiny, go to Rome, Italy, preach the gospel to Caesar. But right in the middle of it, there's shipwreck. He loses everything that he has in the natural. And what does faith do? Faith does the hard thing. Faith stays in faith. Faith keeps moving forward. Faith does what it can do. Faith swims to the shore. They get to the shore, and there are barbarians, these natives, and if you check it out in history, they're the worst of the worst of the worst. They're not just natives. They're the worst of the worst of the worst natives, and they showed us no kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us everyone because of the rain and because of the cold. So not only did Paul lose everything that he had in the shipwreck, how does faith respond? Faith swims. Now he's at the shore of this island, and here they are, these natives, these barbarians who are out to kill them. It's raining. It's cold. What does faith do? Give up? What does faith do? Blame God? No. Faith builds a fire. Faith builds a fire. Faith does the hard thing. Faith builds a fire. You just keep on keeping on. You keep on trucking. You don't give up. You don't give in. You don't feel sorry for yourself. You keep moving forward, and you do what you can do with what you have. Faith does the hard thing. So faith is going to build a fire. Look what it says. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks, so they're in the rain, it's cold, an island he's never been on, unfriendly natives that are hostile. And what are they doing? They're building a fire. They're not distracted. They don't give up. They didn't get backslide. They didn't backslide. What they do? They did the hard thing. And they're looking for sticks. And you know, there's rain, it's cold, there's mist. And Paul doesn't realize, but when he's picking up sticks, within the sticks is a viper, is a snake. Well, watch what happens. Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks, laid them on the fire. So when he's laying the sticks on the fire, the heat stirred up the viper in the sticks. And what did it do? It fastened its fangs, and it was a venomous viper on Paul's hand. Oh my goodness. So what does faith do when you experience a shipwreck? If faith swims to the shore. What do you do when you've lost everything to COVID? What do? You get some sticks. You start a fire. It's cold, it's raining, it's misty, it's foggy. There are unfriendly natives around you. Everybody around you is against you. But what do? Faith does the hard thing. You expect adversity. You prepare for adversity. And when it comes, and it will, you and God overcome adversity. Why? Because you're on assignment. You have a destiny. You have a word from God. Hang on to that word. Don't let go of that word. And the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand. And they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer. Isn't it amazing when bad things happen to good people? A lot of people want to say it's because we're bad people. We've done the wrong thing. We're out of the will of God. That's why there's a struggle. There's obstacles. There's difficulty. You must have done something wrong. God's out to get you. You're out of God's will. He was right in the middle of God's will, right in the middle of adversity, but right smack in the middle of pursuing God's will. In adversity, there's opposition because the devil knows on the other side of our adversity is a greater anointing. On the other side of the storm is a stepping stone to success. And the barbarians saw this viper hang on his hand, and they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, who though he had escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffered him not to live. Next verse. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Back in the 80s, I had a series that I did called Shaking Snakes. Back in the 80s, Shaking Snakes. And you and I, what do we do? What does faith do when you have shipwreck? You swim to the shore. What does faith do when you're cold and it's raining? What does faith do? Faith builds a fire. What does faith do when building the fire, a viper, a venomous viper, snake, latches onto your hand? And what do? Do you cry, give up, feel sorry for yourself, have a pity party, blame God, question God, give up on your call, your destiny? No, you shake the snake off, and you keep shaking until the snake falls off. That's what faith does. Faith shakes it off. You shake off the offense, the hurt, the pain, the past, the misunderstanding. You shake it off, the what they did or didn't do, what happened or didn't happen. What do? Faith does the hard thing. Faith shakes the snake off because you have a word from God and you are in pursuit of his purpose for your life. So he shook off the snake into the fire, and he felt no harm. Oh, my goodness. Look at the miracle. Howbeit, they looked, the natives now, the barbarians, when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after he had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds. And they said, he was a murderer, and now he's a god. Now he's a god. And when they agreed not among themselves, they departed after that Paul had spoken one word, well spoken by the Holy Spirit, Isaiah, the prophet, and to our fathers. So they thought he was a murderer. Notice how fast public opinion can change. Notice how fast, how one day people can be against you, the next day they can be for you. Wow. And so look what happens. Saying, go unto this people and say, hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see and not perceive. For the heart of the people wax growth, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have been closed, lest they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their heart, and she be converted, and I should heal them. What's happening here, I really jumped far ahead, But what happens? You check it out now, Acts 28. So once they see that, they think now that he's a god, they take him to the king of that island, Publius. And they take him to his palace. And Publius' father is dying. And Paul, this is on this island. And what happens when faith has shipwreck? Well, faith swims to the shore. What happens when there's no fire and it's cold and it's raining and the barbarians are all against you? Faith does the hard thing and faith starts a fire. What happens when something tries to attach itself to you to bring you down? A hurt, an offense, a past, a relationship, a disappointment, a delay, a sickness, whatever, a failed agreement, investment, whatever. Somebody broke their word. What happens when something attaches? Faith does the hard thing. Faith shakes it off. And then what happens when people misunderstand you? Faith does the hard thing and doesn't give up. And so now they think he's a god. They take him to the palace. This is the palace. This is the king of the island. This is the most influential man on the island of the barbarians. Now Paul goes from a ship to shipwreck to a palace. He's now in this palace and he prays for the king's father and he gets healed. So what happens then is then that the king lets Paul stay in the palace and the mansion for 3 months. 3 months. And he gives him everything. He gives him, you check it out, read Acts 28. He gives him money and jewels and everything. I mean, more than he could even know what to do with for that 3 months. And he's preaching the gospel to the tribe, to the natives. Oh my goodness, look how when faith does the hard thing, there's a payoff. There's a payday. On the other side of the shipwreck and the storm and the serpent, He was put in a position of the palace with the king over the island, prays for his father. He gets healed, preaching the gospel now to the whole island. Oh my goodness, faith does the hard thing. When faith does the hard thing, when you and I expect adversity, when you and I prepare for adversity, when adversity comes, we'll overcome on whatever comes our way. Oh, I think we need a praise break right there where we're at. Can you right there where you're at? Just begin to thank God. Give him a big praise. Amen, everybody. So now what happens is that this has been there for 3 months, and he's been evangelizing the whole island. He's in the king's palace. He can have anything he wants. He's given everything that he needs plus more. Watch this. The wealth of the wicked laid up for the righteous. So now the time comes, and they get a ship from Alexandria. This is where Cleopatra lived. She died 70 years before. Cleopatra in Alexandria. They got him a boat. Now he's like on a yacht. They send him to Rome, and this is what we would call like a yacht. And he goes to Rome, and he lands there. Now remember, he's a prisoner. I'm putting it all together real quick about faith does the hard thing. When you do, and you stay in faith, and you hold your course, your best days are ahead. Even though it looks like you're sinking tonight, it looks like you're shipwrecked, you've lost everything during COVID the last year, do the hard thing. Respond, enjoy, stand on the word. Declare the word of God that he's spoken over your life, that your best days are ahead, that God has a destiny. It may not be Rome, Italy. It may not be Caesar, but God has a word for you. And God has a word for your life, a life word for your life. So what happens now is he goes to Rome, Italy, and you read this. It's in Acts 28. What's happening here that I've been reading to you is he's preaching the gospel. He winds up under house arrest. That's right. But it's in a house that Paul rents with the money he got from the king in the palace on the island with the barbarians. That he's not put in the prison where all the other prisoners are, that he's put, he actually rented a house. And in the Greek, it says a large house, a beautiful house. Really, he's in Rome. He's declared the gospel to Caesar. And what happens here? Now, he's in this house for 2 years. For 2 years, he's under house arrest. But during that time, it's so big. The house is so big that all the officials of the city of Rome come and spend time at his house while he preaches to them. And that's what this is talking about in Acts 28, 27, is he's proclaiming the gospel to them for 2 years under house arrest. And how did he pay for the house? By the wealth of the wicked from that king on that island that was given to him, all that wealth. He rents this house for 2 years. He's preaching the gospel. What does faith do? Faith does the hard thing. For the heart of these people is wax gross as the team comes out. And their ears are dull of hearing. And their eyes have been closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. Next verse. Be it known, therefore, unto you that the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, that they will hear it. Next verse. And when he had said these words, the Jews departed and had great reasoning among themselves. And he's proclaiming, the Bible says there in Acts 28, from morning to night, for 2 years, in this house that he's rented, under house arrest, but it's big enough to have all these meetings and small services to come in, and he's proclaiming the gospel. My goodness. Next verse. And Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own rented house. Paul dwelt 2 whole years in Rome in his own rented house. And he received everybody that came unto him. Next verse. Preaching the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, and no man was forbidding him. Faith does the hard thing. Faith expects adversity. Faith prepares for adversity. So when adversity comes, faith overcomes whatever comes. I love it. Next, guys, action steps. Number one, focus on the size of your God every day. How do I build a tough mental, spiritual faith attitude? How do I develop my faith so my faith can do the hard thing? Faith doesn't give up when it's shipwrecked in a storm, cold or wet or hungry. Faith doesn't give up when it's misunderstood, when it's accused and persecuted. Faith doesn't give up when it looks like it's not ever going to come to pass. Faith doesn't give up. Faith stands on the word it was given. Faith stays in faith and holds its course, and there will be a breakthrough. On the other side of the storm, Paul was in a rented, really mansion house there in Rome, Italy. And for 2 years, every day, he preached the gospel from morning to night. No man stopping him. Oh my goodness. What would have happened if his faith would have gave up in the storm? Number two, feed your spirit daily. Feed your spirit with spirit food. Number one is focus on God and how big he is every day. Number two, feed your spirit daily. The Bible is spirit food. At Church on the Rock, we're having a revival of the Bible. Number three, fellowship with the right relationships. Fellowship with the right relationships. Faith needs to do the hard thing. How can faith do the hard thing if faith stops every day and spends time beholding, focusing on the size of our God, his attributes, his characteristics, who he is, what he's done? Number two, by feeding your faith. We're still on number two, guys. You jumped ahead. Number two, by feeding your spirit. And number three, by fellowship with right relationships. Fellowship with right relationships. Fellowshipping with the right people. I found out, you found out, that people can make us or break us. We need to have relationships that build our faith, that strengthen our faith, that encourage our faith. Number four, reframe your circumstances. Reframe your circumstances. Perspective is everything. I remember years ago, I asked Jerry Savelle, Brother Jerry, this is back in the late 80s, what's the key to success in the Christian life? He said, perspective. This is Jerry Savelle. He said, perspective. I didn't really get it when he told me that day. I thought, perspective? But boy, I get it now. Having the right perspective. Our outlook determines our outcome. Reframe your circumstances. We sang it earlier, how it may look like you're shipwrecked, but God's working everything together for your good if you'll stay in faith. Reframe your circumstances. Number five, filter your language, your confession, and your affirmation every day. It's so important. Did you notice that in the storm, Paul kept declaring what God had declared to him? He said, it's been told of me this night. An angel stood by me this night. Be of good cheer. You're going to lose the ship, but you're not going to lose any lives. Be of good cheer. We're going to go to Rome. I'm going to see Caesar. I'm going to preach the gospel. It's important, your language. It's important what you're saying to yourself. It's important what you're saying to your circumstances. Filter your language. Make sure it's confession and affirmations of faith. Those five action steps.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.